I'm Ben and this is Alex, and we're from the band Bad Dreams. And we've just released our fourth album, Hoo Ha.
Beautiful boys, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
So, as you mentioned, Bad Dreams recently released your fourth album, Hoo Ha. So, how's the early reception been for it?
It's been really good. Last album was 2019, so it's been quite a while, but people like this album, and the reception to it has been good. I think people get where we're coming from with the music and the songs. So it's been pretty satisfying.
Oh, so tell us a bit more about the album from a musical point of view, boys, and what you're going for with it.
We were going for what we feel comes naturally to us, which is Australian rock and roll. So we had gone a little bit away from that, perhaps, over time, and we just wanted to, because we hadn't been able to play together that much during COVID, we just wanted to get together and play the kind of music that we first started playing, which is, rock and roll, not complex, driving, energetic, raw. And it kind of it came together really quickly because of that. And I think now we've been together for 10 years, we know what the band does well. We just want to stick to that. And then when we went into the studio, we worked with Dan Luscombe as a producer and Andrew Idge as engineer, and they both really understand that music, and they kept us on track and stopped us going off into too many foxholes.
Oh, yeah, cool. It's always handy. And the press release calls Hoo Ha a much more direct album from the band. Would you agree with that?
I think so.
How so?
Well, musically, for one, we just stuck to, we didn't, we recorded it quickly, didn't worry too much about overthinking it. And secondly, lyrically, during the pandemic, there was a good chance that we'd never be able to make an album again. So I guess with the lyrics, we wanted to not really beat around the bush and say things as they are. And so on a song like Jack, for example, really get to the point and deliver a message that we're passionate about, and not be worried about
Mincing
offending
words.
people or mincing words.
So you've released the songs Mansfield 6.0, Jack and See You Tomorrow. So just say that's all someone's heard of the album. Would you say they're a good sonic representation?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we always have some more ballady type jangling songs, but that's really our meat and potatoes, driving rock and roll. It's a little bit angular with Ben ranting and rolling over the top.
Cool. So you mentioned that you've been a band for 10 years now, mate, and your debut EP Badlands came out in 2013. So how would you say Bad Dreams have changed musically from Badlands to Hoo Ha?
I got asked this question the other day, and I answered it by saying that from my perspective, there was more of a jangle element, in keeping with our influences at the time from, Flying Nun type bands, what was happening in the Melbourne scene at the time. But there was also this other side of the band that was a darker side, probably more in keeping with Alex's previous band, the Dardanelles, that it was exploring, some post-punk themes, and maybe it was a blend of the two things that ended up becoming more of a driving rock and roll type sound. But I don't know, Alex didn't really seem to agree with me when I said that.
Oh, what about today, Alex? You agree with him today?
I think that it's just we've just become better at doing what we originally set out to. And I mean, that's what's interesting about rock and roll. You could get 99 bands to play Long Way to the Top or any other AC/DC songs, and 99 of them it would sound boring. But you get AC/DC to play it, and it has that magic. And it's playing that simple rock and roll with three or four chords. There's not sort of Radiohead arrangements or things like that, but there's a lot of intricacies into why a certain groove sounds good or why a certain chord sounds good. And I think even you might set off to do that at the start. And yeah, that's I think that's what where Ben's getting at. It kind of comes out a bit weird or varied. And then over time you refine those little things. And some of them can only be discovered by playing hundreds of shows or by, you know, recording four albums. And so I think that it's still the same intention, but we're probably just able to deliver it a bit better now.
Now, going back a couple of years, you guys were invited by Midnight Oil to play a couple of shows with them in 2019. So what did that mean for you as a band when that happened?
Oh man, everything. They are idols of ours and they set the template for, I guess, what an Australian rock and roll band can do, starting as a band playing in small pubs and clubs and getting to be have a number one album in the world, but doing that without sacrificing any of their integrity or any of the connection they had with their original fans. And of course, the political aspect of it, they really made an effort to learn about Australia and advocate for change that they believed in, whether it was about, you know, anti-nuclear or whether it was about the Indigenous history of Australia. So to play with them was just a massive honour and a highlight, and let alone to play with them in England at two iconic venues, the Brixton Academy and the Apollo. So it was very interesting to see a band that's so such an Australian icon, and then we got to observe them in another in that context, and especially in I mean London was there was a lot of Australian expats there, so. But in Manchester, it was really interesting to see the type of fans that came out. I think it had been 20 plus years since Midnight Oil had played in England. And Midnight Oil have got this collection of like their diehard fans call themselves the Powder Workers.
Okay.
And they're very intense. They've got their own sort of Facebook crew and they all get together. And then, yeah, a lot of the, I remember at the Manchester gig, a lot of the Powder Workers seemed to have come down from Scotland. And they were awesome, just like you know, very knowledgeable music fans. A lot of them were kind of punk, old punks, and yeah, we were in this like 500-year-old pub next to the venue with a ceiling that was barely high enough to stand in, and that having pints with them before the gig and hearing the stories of all the old oil shows
Wow, that
from
would be
the powder
awesome
workers. And
itself.
yeah, we're lucky enough now that a few of the powder workers have stuck by us, so they shout out to Matty Yao. I think he actually comes from Brisbane. He's high up in the powder worker hierarchy and he comes to a lot of gigs. And yeah, it's great to have some of those people around because they really understand where the music comes from, I reckon.
Sure. You've also got a national tour of your own, starting on June 23rd in Adelaide before hitting Melbourne and Brisbane and finishing in Sydney on July the 1st. So what can we expect from you guys on those shows?
Oh God. Hopefully just a bit of a step up from what we've delivered in the past. I mean, we sort of pride ourselves on being a good live band and bringing as much energy and power to our performances as that we can. So yeah, just a more mature is probably the wrong word. But adding to our previous history of shows and a bit of a different a dynamic as well with some of the motifs that were included in the album, trying to add some synthy stuff as well. We still haven't quite worked out how we're going to do it, but
Got
times are ticking.
a
Yeah, time's ticking. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, bigger rooms, it should be interesting.
month or so. Well, where can people find out more information on your tickets for those shows?
Baddreams.com. Buy the tickets there. Great lineup. Children Collide, even, and a band that's even older than us, but still rock pretty hard. Dr. Shaw's Unusual Practice, they're a great new band from Melbourne, and then the locals in each city are awesome as well.
All right, guys. Well, thanks very much for your time today. The album Hoo Ha is out now, and the tour kicks off in June on the 23rd. So check it out.
nation, revolution. The stump jump bow and the Roman constitution. No Benelong, no Majira, no William Barak. Back down burning, our words will be gonna give it back. No Tuganini, Gender Barra, Billy Barlow. No referendum, stolen children, Eddie Marvo. No language, no treaty, no respect for the land. No problem, no solution, nowhere left to stand. So what you think about that, Jack? 31 years and I'm talking back. Well, what you think about that, Jack? 60,000 years, gotta give it back. I took a walk down to the lighthouse today, looking for a plaque there that should say that 14 were massacred here on this day. Women and children